तप्तं तपो विविध लोक शिश्रक्षया मे तप्तं तपो विविध लोक शिश्रक्षया मे आदौ सनात् स्वतपस सतत्स चतुस्तनो भू आदौ सनात् स्वतपसः स चतुःसनो भू प्राकल्पसंप्लवविनष्टमिहात्मतत्त्वम् प्राकल्पसंप्लवविनष्टमिहात्मतत्त्वम् सम्यग् जगादमुनयो यदचक्षतात्मन् सम्यग् जगादमुनयो यदचक्षतात्मन् तप्तं तपो विविध लोक शिश्रक्षया मे आदौ सनात् स्वतपसा स चतुःसनो भू प्राकल्पसंप्लवविनष्टमिहात्मतत्त्वम् सम्यग् जगादमुनयो यदचक्षतात्मन् तपो विविध लोक शिश्रक्षया मे
Thank you.
word by word meaning. Taptam, having undergone austerities. Tapaha, penance. Vividha loka, different planetary systems. Sisrikshaya, desiring to create. Me, of mine. Ado, at first. Sanat, from the personality of Godhead. Swatapasaha, by dint of my own penance. Saha, he the Lord. Chatusanaha, the four bachelors named Sanat Kumar, Sanaka, Sanandana, and Sanatana. Abhut, appeared. Prak, previous. Kalpa, creation. Samplava, in the inundation. Vinashtam, devastated. Iha, in this material world. Atma, the spirit. Tattvam, truth. Samyak, incomplete. Jagada, became manifested. Munayaha, sages. Yat, that which. Achakshata, saw clearly. Atman, the spirit. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. To create different planetary systems, I had to undergo austerities and penance. And the Lord, thus being pleased with me, incarnated in four sanas, Sanaka, Sanat Kumar, Sanandana, and Sanatana. In the previous creation, the spiritual truth was devastated. But the four sanas explained it so nicely that the truth at once became clearly perceived by the sages. Purport. The Vishnu Sahasranam prayers mention the Lord's name as Sanat and Sanatanatama. The Lord and the living entities are both qualitatively Sanatana or eternal. But the Lord is Sanatanatama or the eternal in the superlative degree. The living entities are positively Sanatana, but not superlatively. Because the living entities are apt to fall to the atmosphere of non-eternity. Therefore, the living entities are quantitatively different from the superlative Sanatana, the Lord. The word sun is also used in the sense of charity. Therefore, when everything is given up in charity unto the Lord reciprocates by giving himself unto the devotee. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Ye yathamam prapadyante. Brahmaji wanted to create the whole cosmic situation as it was in the previous millennium. And because in the last devastation, knowledge of the absolute truth was altogether erased from the universe, he desired that the same knowledge again be renovated. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to the creation. Because transcendental knowledge is a prime necessity, the ever-conditioned souls are given a chance for liberation in every millennium of creation. This mission of Brahmaji was fulfilled by the grace of the Lord when the four sanas namely Sanak, Sanat Kumar, Sanandan and Sanatan, appeared as his four sons. These four sanas were incarnation of the knowledge of the Supreme Lord. And as such, they explain transcendental knowledge so explicitly that all the sages could at once assimilate this knowledge without the least difficulty. By following in the footsteps of the four Kumaras, one can at once see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within oneself. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadhamahyam Dadati Swapadhandikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Trimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavani Aschatya Deshatarini He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwar Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vancha Kalpadaru Kripa Sindhu Bhaivan Padidanam Pavan Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone to the weekly Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. We are right now reading from the second canto, seventh chapter, entitled Scheduled Incarnations, wherein different incarnations of the Lord, under what circumstances they appeared, and what was the purpose that they appeared and executed, is being described. In the previous chapter, How the creation takes place was described. And in this chapter, what is the purpose of creation? And when that purpose is lost, how it is re-established is being described. Every creation has a purpose. We can hardly think of any example and absolutely no example in nature of any creation without any purpose. Even in our life, we create something, we have a purpose. Generally, the purpose is understood first, and then you create something to fulfill that purpose. For example, even in architecture or in civil engineering, the rule is form follows the function. You tell me what the function and we will create the form. That's a rule. You don't tell the architect how you should construct the building. You tell the architect what is your purpose, what do you want from this structure, and he will design the structure. Do you want a temple? In the temple, what are the functions? Okay, one satsang hall. There should be a kitchen for everyone to cook. The children coming, so we need a separate facility. So the children are there, but they should not be disturbed and they should not disturb us. We don't tell them the distance, we just tell them the purpose. There should be a place where everyone can take prasad. Smaller group, you need another type of facility. There may be some residents permanently staying in the temple to do seva. For them, there should be residential quarters. So you tell that person what you want and give him the resources. Here is the money, here is the land, here is the labor, here is, you know, whatever other things necessary, basic ingredients. And then tell him the purpose. If it's a temple, structure will be different. If it's going to be a hospital, the structure will be different. If it's going to be a mall, shopping mall, structure will be different. So similarly, there is a purpose for creation. And what is that purpose? Srila Prabhupada, in this particular purport, you have to search for it. Sometimes people lose interest in studying scriptures because they kind of don't apply themselves. But if you apply yourself, first of all, study the words in the translation or the verse. Sometimes the commentator, this word is very important in this verse. Wow. That means the rest of the verse is explaining that particular verse. So Prabhupada says, the name Sanat and Sanatana Tama is very important here. Sanat, the Lord is eternally, superlatively Sanatan. And we are Sanatan. But non-eternity, we are small and therefore we forget what was the purpose. But the Lord never forgets. That is the difference. So Kali Nehamhata, by the influence of time, by the influence of next generation, the purpose is lost. The form remains the same and the purpose is forgotten because it was not communicated. Some of it was forgotten. Some of it was misinterpreted. Therefore, the form is there, but the function is completely lost. Something else is happening. The original purpose is lost. Therefore, the person who originally designed, he should come. But he is gone already. Founder is no more there. So therefore, there has to be one source which is eternal, which never is lost. And as soon as anyone connects to that purpose, everything becomes clear. So in this specific shloka and the purport, the need, the importance of parampara, and what is the qualification of a person to maintain and sustain the parampara is being explained. So firstly, very interesting, Lord Brahma is telling, what is the first verse? Taptam tapo vividha loka sisrikshayame. Vividha loka. 14 planetary systems in the universe and many other upper, middle, lower, depending upon how you categorize. So vividha loka sisrikshaya. I want to create 14 storied building. 14 planetary system or three different sections. Bhur, bhuva, swaha. So, may, when I wanted to create vividha loka sisrikshaya, taptam tapaha, I underwent severe austerity. Huh? Kyo tapasya bhai? Why do you need tapasya? Paisa pheko, tamasa dekho. If you have the money, just throw the money. Labor comes, land comes. People will come to help you. What is the need to do tapasya? To create something, you need to have the knowledge. Why am I creating what I am creating? How should I be able to create what I am creating? And why am I creating what I am creating? And for that, one must undergo preparation to qualify to receive. When you receive, you have to have some patra. Patra means a container. So patrata means even if you receive, you need to have a container to hold. Someone may give you something, but do you have the container to hold it? So attain patrata, just like before entering IIT, you have to crack the entrance. Why? Hey bhai, the kind of knowledge that we deliver, you have to have this much qualification, otherwise everything will go bouncer. We want to know whether, and so much austerity people undergo, just to enter that place to receive the knowledge. To receive the knowledge, you need to have the container first. Are you ready? Otherwise, you can't digest it. You will commit suicide. So, everywhere in the Vedic culture, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan avyayam vivasvan manave praha manu ikshvakave evam parampara praptam imam rajarishihi rajarishiyo viduhu. I give it to a rajarishi. He should be a raja without and a rishi within. Therefore tapasya. Anyone can become raja. The son of a doctor by birth cannot be a doctor. He has a lot of facility to be a doctor, but he has to qualify himself to be a doctor. The son of a Raja, by dint of his birth, if he becomes, then we should pray for the Praja. Everything will be finished. If it's an unqualified person sits there, there's a tremendous responsibility. So to know what the responsibility is, to qualify, to have the right qualities to execute the responsibility, one need to qualify. What to speak of maintaining and expanding it further. And so therefore, every king invariably would first send their children to do tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka. Rishabhdev tells his sons, first you go do tapasya. Qualify yourself. Purify yourself. And then take the power. Because this power you can't handle without qualification. In Kannada, we used to say, Mangana Kayalli Manikya. Manga means monkey. And Manikya means diamond. If you give diamond in the hand of a monkey, what will he do? There is that story. The king had a monkey and there was a fly that was troubling the king. So the monkey said, don't worry, I will take care of it. So he gave him a sword. Sword in the hand of a monkey. And he sat there. And the fly started coming. And he was trying to, you know. And it came and sat on the nose. He said, I'll make sure. Monkey, not trained. He didn't do tapasya. How to move the sword properly. And king became Surpanaka. Luckily, he didn't sit on his throat. Otherwise, very bold. So, without qualification, recently somebody sent me a small video of a big family of diamond merchants. For several generations, they are doing this, diamond merchants. And they have their son who is about 23 years now. Born with a silver spoon, as they say. But before he comes and sits in the shop, generally they want to sit on the galla, cash counter. That is the most favorite spot. And anyone who sits there before qualification develops a big belly, only pulling and pushing, that's all, and storing. So he was told, the grandfather, father, uncle and the bigger brother, all of them called him and made him sit down like an interview panel. And this is true. This is true story. Happened. It's still happening in that family for generations. He said, look, beta, in our family tradition, this is there, that before taking up the responsibility of the shop, you have to go out and do on your own, find a job, and for 45 days you have to work and earn on your own for 45 days. 5,000 rupees is given in his hand. So 5,000 rupees was given and he was told, you go to the railway station, somebody will give you a ticket. Wherever is the ticket, you have to go. And for 45 days, you have to manage within this 5,000 rupees and you have to earn whatever you want. And every week you have to change the job. Every week you need to change the job. If you find one. And everything you have managed within 5,000 rupees. His iPhone was taken away. He was given one chota dabba Nokia type, only, you know, number wise. And he was given an instruction every night to this particular address, to your brother or someone, send just, I am safe and I am here. That's all. No more communication with the family. I am safe and I am such and such address. That's it. So he went to the station, Gujarat, which a place I don't know. And then he was given a Kozhikode, Kerala. Kozhikode there, I think. K-O-Z-I. They don't have a Kozhikode. Kozhikode. Anyway, so he took the train and he went. And he landed. And he has to take a job now. Searching. And that's festival season, so everyone has already appointed. Somehow he's going to shop by shop, searching for a job. First of all, he had to stay. To stay somewhere, he took a place. I said, you know, 300 rupees for an AC room and 150 non-AC. And if sharing, that means four people are in the room, then you get a little less. He said, I can't afford, whole 5,000 will go away. I said, no, I'll take, you know, just non-AC sharing one for bed. Just somehow one bed and you can, whatever. And he went shop to shop searching for a job. And then somehow he found a job in one shop. So they had, and he doesn't know Malayali. And he's standing in a shop as a salesman. You know, Greek and Latin. He speaks, other don't understand. When they speak, he doesn't understand. But, he's after all a businessman. So somehow he managed to start selling things. They took a job and it told him 150 per day. He said, okay. And he was working. And he was able, the way he was selling things, even though he didn't understand language, the shopkeeper noted, the shop owner, and he called him and said, hey, you seem to know English. And you don't know Malayali because you're a Guju guy. You do one thing. Our shop has a mall in the main city. I think you should go there because I see that you're good in, you know, getting the sales done. So in 3 days, they decide to send him to the mall. So he went there. Huge mall, all foreign goods and all that. Selling very nicely. 1 week over, he had to get out. And he said that, I have to go. Ah, why are you going? We'll pay you extra, Baba. Very good. No, no. So he had to think. And my mother is sick and my brother has immediately called me to come. Okay, okay. But anytime, you can come here. Huh? Very nice. In case you want to come back. He left. Then he went. He was searching for a job. And next week, he found a job in a hotel. And in the hotel, first he has to come. Clean up the whole place. Son of a billionaire diamond merchant. You know, doing the cleanup of everything. And setting up everything, then freshen up and come and start serving. And in serving, people come, customers come, and you have to convince them to buy something. And he was, if they come to eat only, say, idli, evil, dosa, chappa, and what, everything else, 3-4 items, you would convince them to buy. So this was noticed by the owner. And one day a man came and he sat down. Nice hotel. And he asked him, Acha, bhook lag raha hai. Kya lena pata? You suggest. What do you want? Please, dessert. We have two desserts, sir. And this is one of the best here. This and this. Two items are there. No, no, I want any one. Sir, you will be missing out if you don't take both. And the way he convinced him, the fellow said, I am the owner. He said, you convinced me. And then he went up. And after half an hour, the manager comes to him and says, Bula rahe tere ko. Malik bula rahe, chai leke jaatu. So he, chai is shivering. Bola, kya kare, bhai, bhaga dega. Bada ushar karta hai. Ek manga to do deta tu mere ko. But he went up and he was convinced. He was telling, very nice. I see that you are very good in, you know, doing sales. I will send you to Mumbai for a training. And once you come back, you can be the manager here, if you pass there. Because I see you have a good qualification. You don't need to be sitting there. So he said, yeah. And as soon as he came down, the manager had heard. So like Indra, who gets disturbed when anyone does tapasya, he said, hey, tere ko aaj se night duty. Poor fellow, 2:30, 3:30 at night, he has to serve everything and go back. And what he was eating? For breakfast, he would take some Parle G. And afternoon, 3 dosas for 30 rupees, 5 rupees dal and 5 sambar and 5 rupees chutney. Within 50 rupees, you have to manage. You manage. Sitting on the road sometime because the place not allowed after before 8 p.m. where you stay. So somewhere park, you would go eat and go. And he said, the first time he got his salary for those 1 week, 500 rupees. He had tears in his eyes. He said, before that, I had handled hundreds of 500 rupee notes. But today when I received apne kamai ka 500 rupees, he had tears in his eyes. And it was very humbling. Very humbling to stand there, beg for a job, do the cleaning up, and seeing what happens, you know, little envy there, pulling down, throwing it out, all kinds of things. So noticing. So in this way, one day he was working in a dry clean shop. So he was carrying the clothes from one shop to another to deliver, and suddenly somebody tapped him on the shoulder. And he looked. His father and his brother. Suddenly the cloth dropped. He embraced his brother, had tears in his eyes. But 45 din ho gaya. Chalo bhi wapas. So, because of this tapasya, even if he has tons of money in his hands, he actually understands the value of what it takes to earn, you know, even a single pie. Generally, the first person who established something, they were, you know, like generally it happens. Generally, Mangalore, a lot of stories. 15 साल के उम्र में हमारे पिताजी घर से भाग गए और ऐसे क्या बोलते हैं चाय का टपोरी क्या बोलते टपरी हाँ उधर वो क्लीनर का काम करते थे उसके बाद धीरे धीरे अपना वाला खोला छोटा सा चार पतरा लगा के उसके बाद पढ़ने लगे उसके बाद बगल में खरीदा उसके बाद ये और आज 5 होटल के मालिक हैं पर फिर भी उनको मालूम है दोसा बनाने में क्या तकलीफ होता है क्लीनिंग करने में कितना टाइम लगता है कितना ज्यादा है कितना कम है सो हेड इन द क्लाउड्स बट फीट इज वेरी मच ग्राउंडेड इमेजिन क्रिएटिंग अ होल यूनिवर्स वेयर पीपल विल वर्शिप यू एज द फादर द अल्टीमेट फादर द सुप्रीम फादर. You are the one who created. You are the source of everything. Well, hey, no, Prabhu. I know who I am. I am simply Bhaswan. Yatha ashma shakaleshu nijeshu tejah. Sviyam kiyat prakatayad yapitadvadatra. Brahmaya esha jagadanda vidhana karta. Govindam adipurusham. I am simply like a diamond. But the diamond is glorious. Not because it can give its own light. It's only good at reflecting the light of the sun. Similarly, Krishna Surya Sama, he's the ultimate creator. Not a blade of grass can be created without his approval and sanction and blessing and permission. But, in spite of the fact that we do little tapasya, there is a tendency that power can go to the head. But that's the nature of a non-eternal living being. Non-eternal meaning in quantity. Because we leave this body. As soon as we leave this body, In the next body, again we have to do tapasya, because we forget all the tapasya of the previous body. Therefore, we need somebody sanatana to be there and remind us, or the sanatana Lord can empower someone. He is called Shakti Avesh. He empowers someone by their tapasya. The Kumaras were so pure, as it is described here. Every creation, Brahma creates, and every day he goes to sleep. Obviously, like all of us. Of course, his day is billions of years. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. 12 hours is 1000 Yuga cycles. And then he goes to sleep. And he sleeps also the same duration. Don't blame him, because he's not there jaga hai to itna sona hi padega na. When he sleeps and wakes up, everything, if it is neglected, anything neglected, kale neha mahata, the time in the material world is so much, everything collapses. Neglected for some time. Maintenance is so important. Creation is relatively easy. Destruction is much easier. Not as easy as we think. Sometimes big building collapses, see the debris. How much time it takes to clear up the whole mess. But the most important, the most difficult is maintenance. To create a child, relatively easy. Not as easy. But to maintain, to inculcate all the values, what we stood for, what we received, to transfer it. Whew. Tough. Not easy. It's such a struggle. Therefore, Brahma is given in charge of creation. Lord Shiva for destruction. But Vishnu personally himself take responsibility for maintenance. Well, maintenance is the toughest. Dharma samsthapanartha asambhavami yugi yugi. And as soon as he notices, no, the parampara is gone, purpose is lost, the function is not serving properly, because some people have come with some they have a twisted agenda. So those people should be removed. Nirashaya sadishkritam. And those who know the principles, but they are standing because they are not given an opportunity. Hey, too bad. Remove Hiranyakashipu, put Prahlad there. Remove Ravan, put his brother Vibhishan. Remove Dhritarashtra and the Kauravas, put the Pandavas there. Because they understand the spirit. They understand the function. At least they listen to us. So, Sambhavami. The Lord personally takes the responsibility. It's not that. That's why it is said, Udasina Vat Asinam. He appears to be unconnected, but is fully connected. But he doesn't interfere. Generally, when we take responsibility, we poke our nose too much. And when we don't, then we become irresponsible. The Lord never comes on his own till those who are in charge cry out, Prabhu, hone raha hai, aapko aapko hi aana padega abhi. Aa raha hu putra. Is parivar mein aaunga, is desh mein aaunga, aap log sab mujhe madad karne ke liye aa jana udhar. And then of course, simultaneously, while helping the whole creating structure to be established, the function is also established by the Lord. So either Vishnu or the empowered Vaishnavas are sent for clarifying the purpose of creation. Okay, what is the purpose of creation? That is so beautifully explained in this particular. Yes. Okay. Brahmaji wanted to create the whole cosmic situation as it was in the previous millennium. And because in the last devastation, knowledge of the absolute truth was altogether erased from the universe, he desired that the same knowledge again be renovated. Like a renovation. Setting up back. Sab dhas gaya hai, ulta seedha ho gaya hai. Set it up now. Otherwise, there would be no meaning in the creation. There's no meaning. So, okay, what is the meaning? Because transcendental knowledge is a prime necessity, the ever-conditioned souls are given a chance for liberation in every millennium of creation. This mission of Brahmaji was fulfilled by the grace of the Lord when the four sanas appeared. There is only for this whole creation, just like this temple, has a purpose. Originally, the founder Acharya, he had come here to Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan in 1972. And he said, looked at this place. This time it was something else. He pointed his cane from Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan stairs. And he said, nice area, we should have a wonderful temple in this neighborhood. The Lord fulfilled that desire and the temple manifested. And it is actually serving the purpose as an embassy of the spiritual world. It's an embassy of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, people are of a particular nature. Activities are of a particular nature. Dealings are of a particular nature. We don't know what spiritual world is. We only hear about it. But merely hearing about it doesn't convince us. We want to see a sample. Today in the society, there is no lack of preachers. There is a lack of examples. Show me one person who lives by these principles. Show me one family which has put Krishna as the center of their household. Show me one community where people are living as per their psychophysical nature, but everyone genuinely respects and appreciates everyone's unique contribution in their service to the Lord, which is the center and the purpose of this community. When that is lost, problem. Then you escalate it to the higher authority. And the authority directly says, no, this is not the purpose. The purpose was originally this. Why? Because he is comparatively Sanatan. He was the one who started. He knows exactly what has gone behind. What is the purpose? So, that is the purpose of creation. To the extent everyone is in alignment with the purpose, the creation, the purpose of the creation or the function of the creation is perfectly served. And to do that requires austerity. Otherwise, we will not be able to handle this. There is one nice quote. Tough times create strong men. Strong men creates easy times. Easy times create weak men. And weak men create tough times. So here is a person, 15-year-old, ran away from house, worked like a cleaner and then a server and then earned a trust and this and this and this. He established a wonderful
facility. And after that facility is established, so tough men, two heart attacks, 40 rupees, poverty, going to a foreign land where nobody has heard about the message. So tough men, you know, or tough situations creates tough men. And tough men create good times. Ooh, so beautiful. At least 16 items should be there for my prasad. Because I was born with it. When I joined, that's what I had. So easy times, tough times create strong men. And strong men create easy times. Aray, everyone can't be strong. They'll just, you know, like have difficulty. So, beta, jo maine din dekha, tujhe kabhi dekhna nahi chahiye. Chal beta, tu kha, maja karo. Then there is bound in next 2-3 generations. So naturally, the tough men create easy times. Now easy times create weak men, weak internally. Any challenges they can't handle. Better you go your way, I go my way. That was not the purpose of building this huge structure. This was that whole family can live together. No, either you or me. So easy times create weak men. Why? Because they have not undergone the austerity necessary. And easy times create weak men, and weak men create tough times. Sambhavami yuge yuge. Again somebody has to come. Hey, kya kiya tum logon? So therefore, and even Brahmaji, in spite of the fact that he has done all this austerity, he still can't, he still has to pray. Sometimes, very interesting, when Hiranyaksha appeared, even Brahmaji was bewildered. He to sabko khatam kar raha hai. Pura purpose ke liye jo banaya, destroy kar raha hai. Prabhu, aap hi ko sambhal rahe isko. You handle this. Very interesting, it says, very beautiful statement of Prabhupada. Sometimes even such great devotees are perplexed as to what should I do now. But they are never discouraged. They're never discouraged. Because they know. Yes, these are phases. That's the nature of this world. Neglect anything, everything goes down. Neglect anything or ignore everything or don't pay attention, everything collapses. Therefore, the parampara is so important. The purpose to renovate the purpose. Hey, this is the purpose. Huh? Remember. And the austerity is to do whatever it takes to become focused. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha krunandana. And that is the tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhit. The first thing is that the purpose of tapasya is to purify our heart. Why purify our heart? Because impure heart comes out with different agendas other than the main agenda. And therefore, it takes a lot of tapasya. Tapasya is not just pressing the nose, sitting on your head and standing on your head, head up, lighting fire and sitting there in the summer, going to the Himalayas in the winter. This is much easier. The greatest tapasya in Kali Yuga is Trunadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena. What is the Yuga Dharma? Sankirtan. Sankirtan ke liye sangh mein aana padega na. ये गाएगा तो मैं नहीं आऊंगा. मैं गाऊंगा तो तू नाचेगा. ये गाएगा तो मैं नहीं नाचूंगा. हो गया संकीर्तन खत्म. एंड कली जस्ट वॉन्ट्स दैट. सब लोग अपना अपना संकीर्तन करो बस घर में. So it's tough. It's not easy. But if things were so easy, why Brahmaji would do tapasya? Things aren't easy. Actually, it is very easy. It's actually easy. But the thing is, we are so complicated. What is complicated? The mind. Influenced by what? The false ego. The false ego gives certain feelings, and the intelligence under the false ego justifies those feelings. And therefore, this unity in diversity, the four paramparas, even parampara, there are four. Why there is not only one parampara? There will be diversity. Unity, only impersonal philosophy feels unity means everything is one. No, everything is not one. Everything is different. But there can be unity of purpose. So, there are four paramparas. Brahma, Rudra, Sanaka. Sanat Kumar, these Kumaras, they also started a parampara. First parampara was Sri Sampradaya. Lakshmiji was given. Then that knowledge was given to Brahmaji. Thirdly, it was given to Lord Shiva. And fourthly, the first sons of Brahma, four Kumaras. But in Kali Yuga, they manifested differently. First came the Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami, who was the chief. Then came the Kumar Sampradaya, Nimbark Sampradaya, four Kumaras. Then came Ramanujacharya, Sri Sampradaya. And then came Madhvacharya, the Brahma Sampradaya. They are one, but they are different. In what way they are one? They have the same Siddhanta. The Lord, the living entity, and the material nature. Everyone knows exactly the position of the Lord is the Lord, Sanatana. He is the supreme, superlative Sanatana. We are only positive Sanatana. We are non-eternity in that sense. And then there is the Prakriti. So all the four sampradayas agree that the Lord is the supreme. Narayan is supreme. Vishnu is supreme. That's a Vaishnava sampradaya. Whether it's Krishna or Ram, whatever. We are all his servants. Jivar Swarupai, Mamai Vamsho Jivaloki. We are all his part and parcel. And this material nature is a facility to purify the soul and go back home, back to Godhead. In this purpose, there is no difference in the four sampradayas. Then why are they different? Because there are differences of rasas. Somebody wants to serve the Lord in the mode of a servant. Somebody wants to do more in terms of a conjugal love. Somebody does dasya, this, that, whatever. And even within the technical differences, the position of Brahma, the position of the devatas, the position of Lakshmiji, technical differences. Lord Chaitanya took the essence of the four sampradayas. Because he is the Supreme Lord. He exactly knows what are the purpose and what are the glories of each of these sampradayas. So from the Brahma sampradaya, he took two important aspects from the Madhva sampradaya. He took number one, worshipping the deity of the Lord, knowing it as the absolute truth. If you see Madhva Sampradaya, that head of that sannyasi, main sannyasi, only does the deity worship. It's so important. Now anyone cannot know, only that head of that matha personally comes and does. And they treat the deity as all in all, worshipping the deity. That's practically one of the important sadhanas. And because Madhvacharya came at a time to show Dvaita, difference between the Lord and the living entity, difference between one living entity and the other living entity, difference between the material nature and the living entity, difference between the Lord and the material nature. He emphasized the difference as per the time, place, circumstance. So he was expert in defeating impersonalism. So that was taken from Madhva Sampradaya. Worshipping of the deities and as an absolute truth and defeating Mayavad. From the Sri Sampradaya, devotion unmixed with knowledge and karma. Jnana and karma. Jnana karmadi anavratam. That's the emphasis of the Sri Sampradaya. And tvadbhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya bhrityasya bhritya. Being a servant of the servant of the servant. Vaishnava seva. Serving the devotees of the Lord. Not that others don't believe it, other sampradaya, but they emphasize it so much. Adiyan, 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 I'm the servant. They address themselves as Das, Das, Das. Forget about Gopinath, Das. Sometimes we forget Das, Gopinath. Oh, udhar baithe hue Gopinath, tu Das hai. So, these two was taken from the Sri Sampradaya. Then, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, which is Rudra Sampradaya, in which Vallabhacharya also came. So Rudra Sampradaya, two aspects are very much. The path of spontaneous devotion, Raga Marga, was the first thing that was taken. And the second is the sentiment of complete dependence on Krishna, Sri Krishna Saranam Mama. This principle was taken from the Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And then, Nimbark Sampradaya. Who is this Nimbarkacharya? There was in Tailanga Desh, in ancient times, there was a place called Vaidurya Pattana. It was also called Munger Pattana, or Munger it's called now. Current name. So there lived a very great sage named Aruni. And he was in the Sampradaya of Aruna Rishi, who was there at the time of Parikshit Maharaja's departure. There in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this name is mentioned. So he was in that descendant. Some people say, so this Aruni had a wife, and both of them desired to have a child. And to them, wonderful child was born. Aruniya. And he was so, because they were praying, seeing the situation, they were praying, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was praying. Please send me a ray of Vishnu. Similarly, even their prayers was like that. And because of their prayer, a child was born, and he was, decorated with all the wonderful qualities. And very soon, when he went to the, as he grew up, he could memorize all the Vedas and the sub-Vedas, everything he knew on the tip of his hand, and he was able to give purport to them in a very small age. He decided to be a celibate, and soon he decided to take sannyas. After sannyas, he went to Nandagram in search of Krishna. And there, at Nandagram, he composed beautiful 25 verses glorifying Lord Krishna. Nirvishesha, Savishesha, Krishna Stava. Then he settled in a place near Govardhan. Even today, that place is called Nimbagram. And one time, and he made a small cottage and he was starting his bhajan and he was staying there. One time, a powerful Jain sannyasi who was traveling all over in all the directions and defeating everyone and establishing the futility of following Vedic culture, he happened to come to Mathura and challenged. When he came to know that this person from Vaidurya Nagara, Patna, is staying here, he came to him. Because the people said, if you want, go there. So right at his ashram, this Jain Muni came. And they sat. And the discussion began. And Aruneya effortlessly dismantled all the arguments of the Jain Muni. So much so that eventually he actually surrendered to him and became his disciple and took to this, you know, this Sampradaya teachings. But one day, the discussion was going on. This is before that. When the discussion was happening, the sun was setting. And this, the whole, since morning the discussion was going on. And Aruneya was feeling that this guest has come to my home and he hasn't eaten. We are arguing. He hasn't eaten something. So he should be fed. So he nice brought Vishnu Prasad and offered it to him. The Jain Sannyasi refused. He said, no, I don't eat after sunset. And the sun was about to set. So it is said, Aruneya went on top of a neem tree. And by his prayers, the sun stopped. Till the Jain Muni took his dinner. Another version of the story is, the sun was setting, so he climbed on the neem tree and prayed. So Sudarshan Chakra came and was so effulgent that the Jain Muni thought that the sun is not yet set. So ate his prasad, that's the most important part. Therefore, Aruneya became to be known as Nimba Arka. Nimba means neem and Arka means sun. That's why he's called Nimbaditya or Nimba Vishwavasu. Vishwavasu means the sun. So Nimbarkacharya, that was not his name. He was Aruneya, but from that time he became Nimbarkacharya. And he wrote a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra called Vedanta Parijata Saurabha. And from that day onwards, this, the whole day. So from Nimbark Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya, this Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya took two essential principles. Number one, the need to take shelter of Srimati Radharani. And the high esteemed position of the gopis' love for Krishna. And this is how Lord Chaitanya, in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, he not only traveled all over, Rupa and Sanatan were from the Madhva Sampradaya. Prabodhananda Saraswati and Gopala Bhatta Goswami from the Sri Sampradaya. So, he got the essence and he established this. And he empowered Rupa Goswami. Just as Lord Brahma was empowered by the Lord, Sanatana Lord, similarly, Lord Chaitanya empowered. There is a beautiful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brindavaniyam rasakeli vartam kalena luptam nijashakti muktaha sancharya rupe vyatanot punasa vibhur yatha prag iva loka srishtihi. Vibhu, as the Supreme Lord, in the previous ages, had empowered Brahma to create the creation and establish the purpose of creation. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, who came to establish Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayaha, the Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramyaka Chidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Premapumartho Mahan. He came to establish who is the highest worshipable Lord? Prajesha Tanaya, the son of Rajendra Nandan Krishna. Most supremely worshipable Lord. Which is the supremely worshipable place? The Dhamma Vrindavanam. Who are the supremely worshipable devotees? Ramya Kachid Upasana, Vrajavadhu, the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. What is the supremely worshipable goal? Prema Pumartho Mahan. Panchama Purushartha, Purushartha Shiromani. Alright, you're telling all these four, but what is the supremely worshipable proof? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. It is Amala Puran. There's no Mala. Dharmartha Kama Moksha is kicked out here. So Lord Chaitanya came, and before departing, just as Lord in the past had empowered Brahma to create the creation and also establish the purpose of creation, Sancharya Rupe, he empowered Rupa Goswami to create Vrindavan and to establish the spirit of Vrindavan. Nana Shastra Vicharadai Kanipuno Sadharma Samsthapakau. So Vrindavaniyam Rasakeli Vartam. 5,000 years ago the Lord had appeared and performed such wonderful and sweet pastimes. But after his departure, everyone forgot what is Vrindavan, you know, what is this, the whole purpose of Krishna's descent. What were the most loving things he wanted to establish? Unnata Ujjala Rasam. Nobody knew. So Rasakeli Kalena Luptaha, by the influence of time it had gone. Nija Shakti Muktaha Sancharya. He, just like Shaktyavesh, he empowered Rupa Goswami with his own energy. Number one, to recreate Vrindavan and give enough of knowledge, as Prabhupada writes here. These four sannas were incarnation of knowledge of the Supreme Lord, and as such, they explained transcendental knowledge so explicitly that all the sages could at once assimilate this knowledge without the least difficulty. By following in the footsteps of the four Kumaras, one can at once see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya empowered Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Sada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. And if we follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Lord Nityananda had predicted that for spreading it all over the world, a servant of the Lord would come who would execute that. And we are so fortunate. We are almost like contemporaries. Such a personality. It's very interesting why we have put, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj explained, why along with Prabhupada on the two sides, his books are also put there for exhibition. It's not to be kept as it is. It is to be read. But everyone starts reading. This is not a library. This is an altar. On the two sides of Prabhupada are the two altars. What is that altar? Here the person who established the organization. And here is his message. He created an organization, but he was also empowered to give the message, Sanatana message. Otherwise, this whole ISKCON society, a form without the function, would not be sustainable in the long run. Therefore, Prabhupada gave us a facility. Creation is a facility to engage. But what kind of engagement? Here is the knowledge. This is how you engage. So in this way we see that same pastime that happened during the time of the beginning of creation. Again and again the Lord is doing. And we are so fortunate. As Prabhupada said, so very recently Lord Chaitanya appeared. Huh? As if, abhi gaye wo. Abhi yahan baithe the gaye. Like that Prabhupada would say, so recently Lord Chaitanya appeared. Recently? 500 saal. But compared to the day of Brahma, Now, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Millions of millions and trillions of years. What is 500 years? Abhi. Just now. And what to speak of Prabhupada? Ekdam abhi. Just now. It is so fresh. His videos are there. I wish you could see Brahma's video, you know. When the discussion was going on. If someone had captured the video. Narottam Das Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, if someone had captured the video, are, kya maza aa jata. Lord Chaitanya knew, nahi problem ho jayega. Actually, people, in one sense it is good, the eagerness to see the Lord. It's very interesting. He says, by following in the footsteps of the four Kumaras, one can at once see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within oneself. हम लोगों ने देख लिया, अब देख लिया प्रभु जी, वीडियो देख लिया, अभी अंदर देखने की जरूरत नहीं. This is our problem. This is a problem with video. I have seen Prabhupada. कहा वीडियो भी देखा. तूने नहीं देखा. You haven't seen. Like it is said, if you really understood Lord Chaitanya's glory, you would faint. If you really understand Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you would faint. And none of us are fainting. What does that mean? We don't understand. Yamaraj fainted. Yamaraj actually fainted when he saw Jagai Madai being delivered. Jagai Madai delivered. He understood Lord Chaitanya's glory. Sahi mein samjha yaar, beosho ki gir gaya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya daya karoho vichar, vichar karile chitte pave chamatkar. You'll be shocked. That is why, utna shock nahi dena chahte Bhagwan. Thoda slow, slowly. Tempered kind of dose of mercy. So yes, so fortunate we are that actually Srimad Bhagavatam comes alive when this wonderful facility created by Prabhupada, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the creation, and we discuss the purpose of that creation, is to see the Lord face to face, serve the Lord for His pleasure in the association of wonderful devotees. This is Vaikuntha, truly speaking. But we don't realize that access is there. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Itai Gaura Premanandi. Thank you very much. I was asked to make an announcement that till Gaur Purnima, which is 25th of March, soon approaching. That's one of the reasons why I spoke about Lord Chaitanya also. Prepare your mood. The book Godown has announced that Chaitanya Charitamrita in the different languages, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Adi, Madhya and Antilila, in different languages, are being available only to our congregation members at a very special discount price. Some percentage, I think about 50, I don't know. But, 50%? 50%. Ek to Mahaprabhu muft mein de rahe, uske upar 50%. It's worth its weight in gold, but still it is being given special, 50% discount. That is Mahaprabhu's birthday discount. So it's only till Gaur Purnima and only for the devotees of Radha Gopinath community. So you can take advantage, you can go down and ask Tarun Gaurang Prabhu or whoever is in the book, go down there. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.